Reaching the Peak. How can Yuzuru Hanyu do those amazing spins and jumps on the ice? How does Serena Williams win so many tennis tournaments? How is Lionel Messi able to make so many goals? You might think the answer is practice, practice, practice. But according to a new study from psychologist Brooke McNamara, you would be wrong. Practice is important for all athletes, of course, but there are other things that make the difference between being good and being one of the best. To reach peak performance, athletes need to watch their diets carefully, get plenty of sleep, and achieve the right state of mind. And when you think about it, those are habits we could all benefit from. Top athletes know that their bodies need the right fuel. For them, diet is not about body shape. It's about strength, endurance, and energy levels. Of course, their diets vary a lot. Williams eats a lot of nuts, beans, and fruit. Hanyu has soup with pork and soy before every competition. In addition to healthy food, a good diet also includes good hydration. It's important for athletes to get plenty of water and other fluids. The best athletes know that everything they put into their bodies affects their performance. When athletes train for 6 hours a day, 6 days a week, it does a lot of damage to their muscles, and sleep is the only way to repair that damage. Athletes need 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night, more sleep than the average person. Messi often gets 12. And many top athletes make an extra effort to get deep, high-quality sleep. A very dark room and cool temperatures are the solution for some. Others use a fan or a white noise machine to block out other sounds. Their specific habits may vary, but all elite athletes know that they need a good night's sleep every night to be at their best. Finally, the right mental state can make the difference between a good performance and peak performance. Many athletes prepare for competitions by concentrating on positive thoughts or repeating calming words to themselves. They also work hard to keep a positive attitude about the endless hours of training. They make an active effort to enjoy improving their skills rather than just viewing training as a means to an end. And when they are injured, they don't let it get them down, but instead focus on what's necessary for recovery. When Hanyu was injured, he continued preparing for the next Olympics with visualization exercises, imagining himself doing his jumps. Many athletes will say that these habits of mental discipline are what put them on top of their game. For elite athletes, the commitment to peak performance affects every part of their lives, from what they eat for breakfast to when they go to bed at night to how they deal with stress. Every habit can make a difference. That's how they make leaping on the ice or slamming the ball over the net look so easy. Most of us are not athletes, but we can apply some of their strategies for success in our own lives.